Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email is from
Ayana?
Yeah.
Hello, Ben and Nathan. First of all, thank you for the podcast and all the helpful information about the LSAT and law school. I am currently a Demon Live member and have been studying part-time since June. I've made some good progress. However, I am nowhere near my goal score right now. My diagnostic was 152, and right now I score an average of 162. I have only had the Demon for a couple of weeks, but I can already tell the difference in my comprehension. My goal is to get at least a 170 for a fair chance at scholarships. Today, I just started my classes for the fall semester of my senior year, and my classes are very dense. Each class requires about 100 to 150 pages of reading a week, and I am taking 5 classes in total.
Jeez Louise.
500 to 750 pages of reading a week?
That sounds impossible.
This is why people get to... This is why people graduate from college, then come to see us for the LSAT, and they're incapable of understanding what they read.
Yeah, because the only way to read this is scanning.
Yeah, that's not possible. So now all 5 of your professors are so full of themselves, maybe, that they think that you're going to actually be able to do their 100 to 150 pages of reading, or maybe they don't know that you're taking 4 other classes, and maybe that is your mistake, Ayana.
Yeah,
maybe you should be taking 3.
4 other similar classes.
Maybe. Yeah. Man, that's a lot. Anyway, my goal was to take the September LSAT and apply to law school this cycle. However, with the way things are going in my classes, it seems impossible. Yeah, just don't worry about it, Ayana. Take another year. You got your whole life ahead of you. Why, God, why would you rush from undergrad straight into law school?
Yeah.
You just don't need to do that. You're only going to be in your 20s once. You do not need to spend your age 22 year or whatever it is in law school unless it's going to work out perfectly for you to do that. Oh boy, but then we got this issue. Well, okay, so sorry, I skipped a paragraph. Couple things here. So next paragraph just says, my biggest concern is LSAC ending LSAT requirements next year. Okay.
It's the ABA.
It ain't LSAC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
LSAC wants the LSAT to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The American Bar Association, they have a committee for the section on legal education. They recently changed their mind about a requirement that law schools use an admission test. It doesn't even say the LSAT. It just says an admission test. The committee has recommended that the ABA adopt this new policy and no longer require ABA accredited schools to use an admission test. They have made this recommendation before and the ABA has not adopted it. They've made the recommendation again. Will the ABA adopt it or not? We don't know. But if they do, all they're doing is saying you're not required to use a test for admissions anymore. And guess what? The law schools love using the LSAT for admissions. That's why they use it as the most heavy weighting. No one's requiring them to weight the LSAT super heavily in their admissions right now. They're just required to use a test. But they heavily weight that test because they find it useful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very doubtful, even if the ABA does drop this requirement, some law schools might start making the LSAT optional, but I think they're still going to be very interested in your LSAT score because it's a good way for them to figure out who's going to succeed at their law school.
Yeah.
So I think you should just stop thinking about that. Ayana says, I'm solely dependent on the LSAT for a fair chance at law school because my UGPA is not stellar. I don't think I can get into law school just based on my GPA. And yeah, that's the bummer. Like, that's the scary thing, right? The LSAT does have a way of letting people rise to the top who their undergrad grades would otherwise just completely keep them down.
Yeah.
That's it has this egalitarian, you know, you might think that it keeps people down. Well, but what about all the people who it helps rise up because, you know, they've got the goods and they can crush this LSAT. And next thing you know, they're in the conversation now when their background did not lead them to have a stellar undergraduate experience.
Yeah.
Anyway, another cause of concern is that I am an international student and will be graduating in May 2023. This is the problem here, Ben. Mm. Once I've graduated, I'd have to go back to my home country, but that would not be a good situation since my entire family is residing in the United States on a different visa.
Ooh, whoa, that's tough.
This is one of those very rare applicants where it's like, man, you got to get into school or else you're going to have to leave the country.
Hmm.
The problem is that the JD is just so damn expensive.
If you pay per credit, can you just like stay in undergrad a little bit longer, take a class?
Yeah. Don't graduate. You postpone your graduation?
Yeah. Don't wait. You're taking five classes right now. That's too dense. Just take totally. Three.
Yeah, totally.
Stretch out your graduation.
Hopefully it's not too late. It's still the very beginning of the semester, right? Mm-hmm. Drop two of those classes. Oh, they're not offered until next fall. Cool. Take them next fall. Your graduation gets pushed off by a year. Ben Olson, you're a genius. Ben just solved your whole problem, Ayana.
You had the same idea, didn't you?
No, I was stupidly thinking about like, well, what if she enrolled in a community college or some other program or something? Similar idea.
Yeah.
But no, you're already enrolled in good standing and taking what looks like too much of a course load. Mm-hmm. So push off to it, push one of them to the spring and one of them. Or no, you're already. Oh, you've got another whole other semester in the spring. You're graduating in May 2023. Man, that semester might also be overloaded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See if you can lengthen out that year. Take fewer classes, then really study for the LSAT. Get into the 170s. Apply next fall for fall 2024 admission. Get yourself a full ride.
Boom.
Boom. You're welcome. I mean, that seems like the clear solution. Anything else for Ayana?
No. Update us. Let us know what you work out.
Yeah, for sure. Email daily at lsatdemon.com, Ayana specifically, to tell us if this advice makes sense, because we want you to do this the right way. We do not. I mean, Ayana's email ends with, should I just suck it up and take the September, October LSAT? And it's like, well, not if you're not close to your goals, and you certainly shouldn't force your law school admission. You know, there's ways to work around this timeline that don't involve you foreclosing your possibility at getting $150,000 worth of scholarship money. So wait until your practice test scores really indicate that you're ready, Ayana, and yeah, push off law school for another year without getting deported.
Thanks for writing in. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.